The Brady Report for HHG Legal Group. Guaranteed satisfaction or your money back.
7 to 5, a very suntanned end to Brady. Good afternoon. And we have lost Ender Brady. He's hung up. He's hung up because I've sledged him.
Didn't like that one.
If you saw him on Sky News over the last day or two, I was giving him a bit of a ribbing because I tell you what, it looked like Ender had been applying the Nick Alviani fake tan. That is how orange Ender Brady has appeared on the television screen recently on Sky News. We've got him back online. Ender Brady, you didn't need to hang up because I tried to sledge you.
Ollie, no, it's a terrible reception. I'm on the way to Heathrow. No, it's not fake tan. Honestly, it's just all the running I do. We do get sunshine here. It wasn't fake tan, but I love the Twitter of you. It's very funny.
Thank you, Ender. Now, the polls are open in Britain. Everybody is voting.
Yes, they've been open for precisely 2 hours and 51 minutes. I just took a quick whiz around the village we live in Oxfordshire earlier on. Quite a lot of people up early and voting. It's not obligatory to vote here. It's very different to Australia. So a lot of people won't even bother. They'll have listened to the arguments and they'll watch it all unfold on TV tonight and into tomorrow morning. Theresa May at the start of this campaign had a 21% lead in the polls. Let's see if that translates into a landslide victory for her. It's been an election campaign like no other, Ollie. We've had two major terrorists.
Yeah.
And it has been awful.
And Theresa May, though, should win today. I think there's not too many bookies who are saying she won't. But as you say, there was that big majority earlier. But it looks like she will win the election today.
Well, we'll wait and see what the British public decide. But I think it would be amazing if anyone could overturn a 21-point deficit in the space of 6 weeks. That's a tall order. But she's not going to have it all her own way. I think a lot of people have found her campaign to be quite weak. And not as strong as previous Conservative campaigns, like what Cameron ran, for example. But let's wait and see. People are out voting right now. We'll know an awful lot more when we talk tomorrow.
Indeed we will. And outrage at a traffic warden.
Yeah, in London. Now, everyone knows what happened on Saturday night. Australian lives were lost, British lives, French lives, Canadian. The whole world was out having a beer and a bit of food on Saturday night at London Bridge and Borough Market. When the police responded and killed the terrorists, they locked down the area. It is a crime scene. They put in their cordon in place. Everyone was told to run, get out, go, run for your lives. Unbelievably, when the cordon came down yesterday, what did we see? Traffic wardens went straight in, and every vehicle they could get their hands on inside the cordon, they stuck a ticket on the windscreen. Now, these are people who were caught up in a major terror attack on Saturday night. Some of them will still be in hospital. God forbid some of the owners of those vehicles could even be dead. And a traffic warden went round yesterday, quite methodically, and whacked down $150 fines on each windscreen. Transport for London have apologised, and the parking fines are being quashed.
Yeah, and so they should be. Ender, we are running short of time. We will chat to you this time tomorrow, and maybe we'll be talking about a new Prime Minister or a returned Prime Minister. Thank you very much.
Bring it on, Ollie. And just very briefly, Diego Costa is leaving Chelsea. You heard it here first.
Big bombshell from Ender Brady, 4 to 5.